This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Gai Jatra festival being celebrated today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the government is committed to permanent irrigation solution in Tarai region. 37 players contracted for second edition of Nepal Premier League. And Ukraine's European allies say peace talks must include Kyiv. Now the news in detail. The Gai Jatra festival, celebrated with humor, satire and remembrance, is being observed today in Kathmandu Valley and other parts of the country. The 8-day festival is observed to honor those who passed away in the past year. Traditionally, families join processions with cows or people dressed as cows, offering milk, fruits, curd, grains and money, believed to aid the departed in their spiritual journey. The festival was started during the reign of King Pratap Mal to console his grieving queen after the loss of their son. Over time, it evolved into a platform for social and political satire. In addition to the three cities of the Kathmandu Valley, Gai Jatra is also observed by the Newari community in various cities including Banepa, Dulikhel, Panoti, Doloka, Dharan and Pokhara. The government has declared a public holiday in the Kathmandu Valley for the occasion. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has met with President Ramchandra Podol at the office of the President in Sital Nivas today. According to the President's personal secretariat, Prime Minister Oli briefed the President on the recently concluded Third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries, LLDCs, held in Turkmenistan from the 5th to 8th of August. Prime Minister Oli had returned to Nepal on Friday night after attending the international event. The two leaders also discussed other contemporary political matters during the meeting today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government is committed to ending Tarai region's dependence on rainfall by ensuring a permanent irrigation solution. Sharing an update on social media, the Prime Minister expressed relief that 76.54% of paddy fields in 8 districts of Madhya province had been planted after rainfall in recent days. He recalled visiting drought-hit areas where crops were dying and said the government had declared the region disaster affected and launched relief measures. Prime Minister Oli stated that short-term efforts, including the installation of 500 deep borings, are underway, while the Sunkosi Marine Diversion Project aims to offer a long-term solution. He said the government's goal is to secure food production, ensure farmers' well-being and achieve lasting water security for the Tarai region. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. European allies have reaffirmed their strong support for Ukraine, emphasizing that any peace talks with Russia must involve Kyiv. In a joint statement, the leaders of the UK, France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Finland and the European Commission said the path to peace in Ukraine could not be decided without Ukraine. According to the BBC, this statement came after US President Donald Trump announced plans to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday as part of a renewed diplomatic effort to end the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed concern about Ukraine being excluded from the talks and stated that any agreements made without Kyiv's participation would be ineffective. Later, a White House official said Trump was open to holding a trilateral meeting with both Putin and Zelensky, but clarified that for now the meeting would remain bilateral, as originally requested by the Russian leader. Trump had previously mentioned that he would begin talks with Putin alone and had told reporters he intended to start off with Russia. However, he also expressed belief that there was a possibility of organizing a trilateral meeting, saying there was a chance it could happen. Thousands of people gather in central Dhaka this week to mark the anniversary of the downfall of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and to express hope for a renewed future for Bangladesh. Despite heavy rain, interim leader Mohammed Yunus joined political leaders and activists to unveil a vision for a new Bangladesh. According to the BBC, across the nation, citizens waved flags and participated in rallies, concerts, and prayer sessions. However, human rights groups warn that the past year has also been marred by violence and a rise in religious extremism, threatening the country's democratic transition. Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, now in exile in neighboring India, has denied involvement in the violent crackdown that led to her fall and has refused to return to face charges amounting to crimes against humanity. Now, sports update. A total of 37 players have been contracted by 8 franchises for the second edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL 2025, following a competitive auction involving 164 shortlisted cricketers yesterday. In the first round, 26 players were selected, with 11 more picked later from team wish lists. 4 grade A players, Deep Kanal, Arjun Saud, Adil Alam and Pawan Saraf, faced the highest bid of 1.5 million rupees each. Due to multiple bids, their final selection was decided by lucky draw. Kanal and Saud will play for Chitwan Rhinos, Alam for Kathmandu Gurkhas and Saraf for Karnali Yaks. Young players like Mayan Yadav, Naren Joshi, Arjun Kumal and others were signed for 500,000 rupees or below, according to the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN. A total of 458 players had registered their name for the auction. Nepal is playing its third and final match of the AFC Under-20 Women's Asian Cup qualifiers against North Korea now in Thimphu, Bhutan. The match kicked off at 1:45 p.m. North Korea, former Under-20 Women's World Cup and Asian Cup champion, is considered one of the strongest teams in the tournament. They have dominated Group B so far, defeating Saudi Arabia by 15-0 and Bhutan by 10-0. Nepal began the qualifiers with a 1-1 draw against Bhutan and secured a 1-0 win over Saudi Arabia in their second match. Nepal must defeat North Korea to keep their hopes of qualification alive. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rainfall is likely to occur at some places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in Madhya province as well as in the remaining hilly and Tarai regions of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Madhya province along with the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Gaijatra Festival being celebrated today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government is committed to permanent irrigation solution in the Tarai region. 37 players contracted for second edition of Nepal Premier League. And Ukraine's European allies say peace talks must include Kyiv. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.